Jason, what a fantastic performance yesterday in that 100 metres. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, things have been going really well this year, training-wise, and, you know, I knew coming into competition that I'm in the best shape of my life, and, you know, we ended up having to hang around a long time, technical problems in the race, or just before the race, and...
Tell us what happened. What happened in your eyes?
Well, there was a false start given in the lane four, and there was actually a problem technically, and then he objected it, and then somebody had to come and check it all out, and then the heat before the same lane, somebody got false started for the same reason, so we had to wait till they got ready to race and come into our race, so we must have been there 20, 25 minutes just standing there getting ready to go. But
I'm just going to say, so the race before, the competitor in lane four, was that the ladies? They were disqualified, and then when the European champion went into the same lane four, they broke as well.
But so, it was a technical thing, and then they both got reinstated into the race.
Okay. Well, had the ladies' race been run at that stage?
Yeah, there was two guys' heats and two ladies' heats.
Oh, okay.
The ladies had no problems, and then it was the first heat of the guys had the first problem, then ours was the second.
All right. So here you were competing against the European champion. You know, had you worries beforehand because that the European champion was there? Did you expect that you might be able to beat him?
To be honest, I never really get too worried or think about other competitors. You know, that's something that's completely out of my control. So, you know, as I said before, I knew I was in good shape and I knew I'm ready to perform well. And so it was just about going out and trying to execute my race as best as I possibly could.
You broke the Ulster record the week before, so you obviously knew you were in good form, but you took another chunk off that time with your 10.27, so, you know, you're getting better as the season goes on.
Yeah, things are definitely looking up, and unfortunately it was a bit windy yesterday, but, you know, I do not believe and think that I can run faster by the time the season finishes, so, you know, things are looking promising. Well, I feel they are anyway, so...
Mm-hmm. You must feel good, you know, giving maximum points to Ireland when you're competing for your country in a European Cup competition.
Yeah, it's a great honour to come to a competition like this, and as you say, representing your country, and then to be able to step up a level and, you know, perform better than, you know, statistically where you are on the sheet. So it's been a great few days, and everybody's performing well, and it's a good team effort.
You said you prepared well. You prepared well in the sunshine in America. You said you were going out. Stephen said he'd be going out with you. It seems to have worked out well from a results point of view. What was it like on the ground? Tough?
Yeah, it was very tough out there. It was just constantly at it. The intensity was increased. The amount of work we've been doing has increased. And, you know, at the end of the day, everybody looks at results and outcomes, and, you know, everything's judged on that. So, thankfully, things have gone well, and, you know, I think things will just gradually improve as, you know, each year we constantly, you know, the baseline of strength and things like that are constantly increased.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stephen said to the Northwest last year when I interviewed both of you that, you know, you were only at the bottom rung, really, in relation to your preparation for sprinting, that you hadn't any strength work, that it was a question of, you know, raw material at that stage. So the work you did obviously showed that Stephen was right, and you're now getting the results.
Yeah, you know, as again, results are showing everything, and, you know, it proves you put in the hard work, you know, you get the results out of it if you're sensible about it. And, you know, I can only be thankful that, you know, we took the risk to go out there and it's working.
Where to next for Jason Smith?
Well, I'm off. I don't race the weekend next, but I'm racing again after that. But, you know, I hope to go 10, 20s, and after 200 I'm doing as well. So hopefully go below 21 as well. So take it each race at a time.